Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we're happy to report that the kids do like rock and roll.
As long as rock and roll is Nick Lowe. Okay, we're back.
Sorry.
Okay, we're back in the basement. I had to cough there for a second. Clear my throat, I guess. And Public Access TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about them yesterday. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode, you should go back and listen to that first because it sort of sets up who this band is.
That's right.
We'll just give you a really quick version, which is they're a band of relatively young folk from Manhattan, and they play kind of sort of power pop, I'd say, you know, kind of a 80s influenced pop sound, guitar pop sound, right?
Yep. Totally right. And saw the show, talked to the band, and had a great conversation, a pretty wide-ranging conversation.
We did. It was really a lot of fun, and we thank John Etherly for spending so much time with us.
Yes, so much.
John, the leader of the band, and he used to be in a band called Be Your Own Pet, where he was the drummer.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, and then he moved to New York and started his own band, where he is now the singer and guitarist and songwriter. And that's important because at one point in this conversation later, I think he's going to talk about having been a drummer and sort of how that impacts his songwriting, right?
Right.
All right. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs, and now you're going to hear more from John Etherly of Public Access TV. He's going to talk about the fact that it is still important to be played on the radio.
I want to get played on the radio.
So let's talk about You do. Is that still a big deal?
I mean, I don't think there's much of a middle ground. I think you're either like not played on the radio at all, or you played on the radio a lot. I don't mean like I don't know how you make any money unless you're played on the radio like for real, you know, like real all the time kind of style.
Okay, like real all the time, like 21 Pilots kind of thing, or
what's 21 Pilots?
Yeah, the biggest played a lot, vinyl album last year.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool to be doing what we're doing now. Making music that we're happy with that was on the radio, because hopefully we'd be turning kids, young kids, onto stuff that's cooler than, like, you know, whatever.
Right.
All right. So, like, let's take somebody that you, I think, influenced you, Nick Lowe.
Yeah.
Right.
I said that a lot in the beginning, I guess.
Right. Not a guy who got a lot of radio airplay.
He didn't, but he was trying to, you know? I think he was like, he wasn't trying to hide the fact that he was trying to get played on the radio.
Right.
If you watch some Nick Lowe interviews, like, he says that when he was making, like, Love the Sound of Breaking Glass. Trying to make a song that would get played on the radio, you know, he was, there's no shame in that. And I think now to say that, it feels like there's more shame in it. But then, you know, he was saying that and he was cool.
What do you like about his music?
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just classic. I think that it's kind of the songwriting is kind of rootsy in the sense that it can, most of it feels like it could be played on an acoustic or in a kind of country kind of sense, you know, and then you put a backbeat on it and it's just like rock and roll, you know. It just feels like classic songwriting to me.
Oh.
And I feel like he's like nonchalant and does it real effortlessly.
Oh, totally. Cruel to Be Kind, I think, is my favorite song of all time.
Really?
It's an amazing song.
Yeah,
when you like break that down, like just the beat to it, the little like background vocals, just the whole like sort of vibe of the song, it's an amazing song. And then, And then the lyrics of it too, the whole sentiment of the song, it's like amazing. Yeah.
I mean, I go through phases, you know. I haven't been listening to Nick Lowe. I was listening to it to Nick Lowe quite a bit, like, I guess when we were first starting this band like 3 years ago. And at that point I was just like on a Nick Lowe kick, you know. And you know, it's not even or like that kind of scene and like Dave Edmonds and like Rockpile
right.
band together and like Reckless Eric, but he only really has that one good song.
It's an amazing song, right?
It's an amazing song. I call the whole
So we'll take a little break here,
Sounds good.
Then we'll come back in just a minute. We're going to talk a little bit more with John Etherly. He's going to tell us about who he listens to now.
It's fascinating stuff.
All right.
You ever can't sleep at night?
Mm-hmm. That happens.
You know what I do? Mm-mm. I rate and review shows on iTunes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would recommend doing first?
What's that?
Rocking the Suburbs. Rate, review. Five stars. Excellent review. Then when you're done with that, make yourself a grilled cheese. Glass of milk, go back to bed.
So the other thing you can do if you need help falling asleep, it's not listen to the show. That's not it.
That's the
it's
wrong
subscribe
thing.
To the show.
That's perfect.
Subscribe on iTunes
okay.
or hit the follow button on Audio Boom. You get regular updates for the show and you'll always have it there for you.
Perfect.
All right. And we're back on Rockin' the Suburbs. And Patrick, let's just go right back into the interview. Right?
I'm glued to it.
All right.
So what are you listening to now? What do you listen to these days?
What am I listening to these days?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of just go back to listening to like Walls and Bridges by John Lennon.
Yeah.
I listen to that a lot because it's groovy and it's funky and it's like still really rocking. And I listen to a lot of Chet Baker if I'm trying to like chill out.
Really?
And I don't know. I guess I listen to a lot of like the way that I've been listening to a lot of Malcolm McLaren recently.
His really?
Music.
Oh, wow.
Like Duck Rock, and that those records are crazy.
Pretty great.
Really, really cool.
Yeah. Skip a do's, double dutch. That's same dancing. 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 Skip a do's, double dutch. That's same dancing.
And I really like listening to different kind of decades of Sparks because they really went with the decades pretty well, you know?
We actually interviewed like, half of Sparks, right, Jim?
Really?
Russell
which
Mayo.
One?
Russell.
Russell.
He's a singer.
Also the guy from Franz Ferdinand.
Oh,
when they did the collaboration, we had them
together.
Into the studio.
Which your band reminds me a bit of Franz Ferdinand.
In some ways.
Some of the songs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The tightness, the melodicness.
Yeah.
Yep. Great.
Yeah, I think they probably got a little bit more like dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, right. That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Sparks are cool because it's like they made like their glam stuff and then it was really good. And then they made their 80s stuff and it's really good. And recently I've been listening to the record called Terminal Jive that has that song, When I'm With You, on it. And that song's amazing.
Great song.
Special, but the pressure is on. I can't make up nothing special. kind of been inspiring me for the second record. It's like when it kind of seems like those glam guys or rock and roll guys, you know, found out about like arpeggiators and like Giorgio Moroder came into the picture. But it still sounds like rock and roll because it's not like made backwards of like drum machines and everything. It sounds like they had an arpeggiator and then played real drums to it, and then still had like a real rock band element to it, but it has that like gritted, dancey kind of like groove to it because there's the
right.
So I've been trying to like write some new songs
interesting
like that by just playing the drums to an arpeggiator and then like trying to like write around that.
Because you started as a drummer, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Do you come at songwriting from that kind of perspective? Like,
yeah, I mean,
I want the rhythm to build up into something I can put a guitar over top? Or
I definitely think that's like one of the perspectives that I come at songwriting from, you know, like that song Careful that was on our record. Yeah. I mean, like sometimes I play the drums and I sing and then I figure out and I write the song like that.
Right.
And then I listen back to it and play it, figure out the guitar chords to it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I've only really done that like on like one song. But I don't know. It'd be like a fun idea to play the drums and like have a mic at the same time and like do really crazy shit and then like listen back to it and then try to do everything on the mouth on the guitars and instruments.
So, I mean, what about those influences, right? I mean,
pretty
not
amazing.
Only do you have
is he like a
Nick Lowe and that whole thing.
49-year-old man?
one might think.
But man, he has a 49, right up our alley.
He has a 49-year-old man's record collection.
Yeah.
So you got Nick Lowe, awesome. And the whole Dave Evans rock pile, all that stuff. Reckless Eric you mentioned.
Oh,
which
man.
Is
and the Sparks stuff just fascinated me.
Sparks.
Yeah, that is so cool. What a great band they are.
Sparks and John Lennon, of course, and
Sparks is one of those bands that you could totally, you know, just fall into a deep ditch with because there's so many records. I mean, you can really, like he said, the decades changed, they changed. It's just amazing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, their stuff is so varied, but it's also, I think, if you're a songwriter, right, to sort of like study the craft of the male brothers, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's really something there,
and their integrity is, you know, absolutely sterling silver.
Yeah. So John mentioned a song off of their latest album. We should give that a little plug called, or it's actually their debut album from last year, Public Access TV, called Never Enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was Careful. And he mentioned that as one where he kind of wrote it a little bit differently, starting with the drums, right? And all that. So I think we should play out with that song.
What do you think? That.
All right.
Perfect.
So, listen to Rock in the Suburbs
every day.
Every day. You can find the show on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You can also listen to it and also read stuff that we put up there about episodes on suburbspod.com. You can also find us on the social medias.
Yeah, the big ones.
It's also Suburbs Pod, and you can find us on Facebook or the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, oh, wait, there's an email address, which is rock@suburbspod.com. You can send us email there.
Yep.
Or you can call us. We call it the Suburban Party Line, and it's cool because it is a party, and it's fun, and you leave a message, and then if it's a good message, and we assume it will be, then we'll put it on the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can only connect from a landline, which is kind of cool.
No, that's not true.
Oh, all right.
That's not true. But I don't think you can use like a soup can phone. Like that won't work. You know, it has to actually be a real phone. If you're doing that, then you have like real issues, and
we need to start a different conversation.
You should seek professional help immediately. But you know, but anyway, so call the line. It's 612-440-1984. You know, but I will say one other thing you can do if you're old school like us, you're old guy, you can just open up your window and yell.
That's right.
Say, Suburbs Pod, rocking the suburbs. I got this to say.
Set off your car alarm and then stand next to it.
That's right.
Yelling that.
So what was this song we were going to do? Oh, yeah. Careful. All right. So here a little Careful by Public Access TV. And then tune in tomorrow because we're going to have a little more from that interview we did And it's really cool stuff because he's going to talk about songwriting, how songs come together. And I know our audience is going to like this. He's going to talk about music videos.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And check us out tomorrow.
She.
I want to get played on the radio.